Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we are now studying Revelation Part 2. And today our study is on a lesson number 10, and it will be chapters 17 and 18. So let us begin our study as we always do in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we need you today to teach us through your Holy Spirit, your word, that we may know you more, Father. Give us wisdom and knowledge, Father, and help us, Father, to live out your word, to glorify your name, and that others will know and understand your truths, Father. Just use each of us. Forgive us when we fail you, and just guide us now through this lesson, and just use us according to your will. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. Now, as we always begin our lessons, we want to take a preview or a review of Revelation chapter 4 through 18. So we start by looking back at chapter 4 when the Lamb, which is Jesus, opens the seals. And then as the seventh seal begins sounding, is broken, then the sounding of the seven trumpets began. And at the seventh trumpet, John saw three signs in heaven, and proclamations are made about God beginning to reign. And after the seven trumpets are blown, we know that the seven bowls of God's wrath follow the sounding of the seventh trumpet. In Revelation 16, verse 19, tells us that Babylon is given her wrath at the seventh bowl. And an angel announces Babylon's fall before the bowls are poured out. And that is in chapter 14, verse 8. Chapter 14 details what will happen during the time of the bowls. Now, our study today is about a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. So this entire study, we want to focus on Babylon the harlot. So starting in Revelation 17, we see the chapter begins with John being carried away into a wilderness in the spirit. And he is shown the judgment of the great harlot, the prostitute. Although Babylon's fall occurs at the last bowl, the angel showed John details in these chapters 17 and 18. So we want to keep in mind the key persons that are in Revelation. It helps us in our study and in the discussion by knowing that who the key persons are. So let's go on and see what this chapter 17 is about. It's about the judgment of this great harlot or prostitute that the scripture says who sits on many waters. So the kings of the earth committed immorality with her. Those who dwell on the earth are drunk with the wine of her immorality. And the harlot or the prostitute is referring to Babylon. She is the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth, and she sits on many waters. And here in the scripture, the waters represents people and nations. So we see that this chapter is about the woman and the great city. Now, I'm going to read, as we go through this, and then we will discuss what the scripture is saying to us after we read it and study it. So let me quickly read the 17th chapter. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the water of her fornication." So we see here that she is a great city, and she reigns over the kings of the earth, and she sits on a beast with seven heads and ten horns. Now remember, in studying Revelation, it's about a lot of signs. And here we are seeing these different signs and symbols, and we'll try to discuss as we go along. "So he carried me away," this is the third verse, "in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns." Now the beast is one of the seven kings, but also he is an eighth king. He was and is not, and is about to go to destruction. So the fourth verse says, "The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stone and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication." So here we see that she is a harlot. She is one that is filled with abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And the fifth verse says, "And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon of the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth." The sixth verse, "I saw the woman drunk with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." Now, let's see if we can see in the next verses the meaning of this woman and the beast. "But the angel said to me, Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And they are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition. The ten horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are the one of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. And then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. That's what I had said earlier. And the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot Babylon and make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. So here we see it speaking of the beast being one of the 7 kings. Now, as you studied earlier, we learned that this beast is controlled or given his power by Satan. And the beast himself is Antichrist. This, remember, is the time of tribulation. This is the time when God's judgment will come down. And it says that he was and is not and is about to go to destruction, because he is about to have the judgment of God placed upon him. And the 10 horns, of course, are 10 kings. And they receive their authority with the beast, it, Scripture says, for 1 hour. And they have one purpose, and that's to give power and authority to the beast. And they make the harlot, which is this Babylon here, desolate, and they burn her. And they war with the Lamb, but are overcome. So here we see that Babylon sits on the beast, who controls the entire earth for 3.5 years. And this is 3.5 years of the time of tribulation. And she rules over the kings of the earth and sits on the people of the whole earth, and is drunk with the blood of the saints, and Jesus witnesses. The city is anti-God. The city Babylon is against God. And now, this seems to take place 3.5 years before Babylon falls at the last bowl. And then the beast and the 10 kings destroy Babylon. But they won't be successful against the Lamb, who is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This is all God's plan to carry out what he has in store in the last days, in this time of judgment. Now, let's go on and read chapter 18. And it's a long chapter, and I'm not sure that I'll read all of this chapter, but I'm going to read most of the chapter. So let me start with verse 1. The fall of Babylon the Great. This is telling about the time that God sends his judgment. Verse 1, after these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. Now John is seeing this. Remember, he is given this vision. Having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. So here we're seeing the details about Babylon's fall. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of the fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Here we see that all of the kings and the kingdoms take part in all of her abominations, and the abundance of her richness that she brings, and all the luxury. And verse 4 says, And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works in the cup which she has mixed double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and no widow, and will not see sorrow. So here we're seeing that she is has come, and this voice cries out and tells the people to come out of her. So this is God speaking to his people, the people of Israel, and telling them to come out of living the life that she represents. She is representing false worship. It's idolatry and it's immorality. And she is feasting on all the luxuries. And God is speaking, and he is telling his people that they need to come out of her. She is a city that is going to be given the great judgment of God because of her immorality and of her wickedness. And this chapter focuses on the economic aspect of the city. Babylon, we see, is clearly an economic trade center for the world. And so that explains its close connection with the beast and the kings of the earth and the merchants and all of the people. Now, why does Babylon fall? And who is affected? Let me read a little more in this. It says, render to her, this is verse 6, just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. And then let's look at verse 8. It says, therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. Now, as we go on in this chapter, we're going to see that the world mourns Babylon's fall. Why would the world mourn her fall? Because the world was a part of what she represented. And They didn't want all of their pleasures and luxuries taken from them. And so they didn't want her to receive this judgment. So I'm going to read now verse 9 through 20. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for 1 hour your judgment has come." And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. A merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearl and linen and purple and silk and scarlet and every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of more precious wood, bronze, iron, and maple, cinnamon, incense, fragrance, oil, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, and bodies, and souls of men. The fruit that your soul longed for has gone from you, and all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more. The merchants of these things who become rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing." And every shipment, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, and saying, "What is like this great city?" They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing, and saying, "Alas, alas, the great city in which all who had ships or the sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." So we see that God's revenge, his judgment, is coming upon this city that represents all this luxury and things of the world. And we see that it affects those that are living in the world. And they're so sorrowful over it, because as unbelievers, as those that are living on the luxuries of this great city that's called Babylon, and it's in control of all the economic trade of all the world, they are sorrowful because they don't want to give it up. But we see in that last verse I read, verse 20, it says, "Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." So all the suffering and persecution that she has brought to the apostles and to the prophets and to those that are believers in the Lord Jesus, God is bringing now avenge for their suffering and for their prosecution. Now let's finish up this chapter reading verse 21 through 24. This is the finality in these verses of Babylon's fall. "Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, 'Thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore. No craftsman or any craft shall be found in you anymore. And the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore. And the voice of bridegroom and bride shall be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For by your sorcery all the nations were deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth. And we see now that this wicked city, harlot, is so wicked that God is bringing her just in bringing these judgments on her. God is in complete control, and he puts the destruction of Babylon into the hearts and the minds of the beast and the ten kings. And this coalition dominates only till God's word is fulfilled. So in verse 4, we saw a voice from heaven calls my people to come out of Babylon so they won't receive her plagues. And that is speaking to his people, Israel. And God pronounces judgment against Babylon for persecuting and taking the lives of his apostles and his prophets and his saints, Jesus witnesses, and everyone that's been slain on the earth. And the city is drunk with blood that has been shed throughout redemption history, not just these last 3.5 years, because this has been going on in the world. And that was why that Jesus had to come and had to die for our sins. There was so much sin in the world. And going back to Adam and Eve, where the sins first began, Adam was the beginning of sin in the lives and the hearts of all mankind. And Jesus, being sinless without sin, had to come because he was without sin and be the sacrifice for all sinners, which we all were until we received of the Holy Spirit. So here we see that this is speaking, this great city of Babylon is speaking of the world. It's speaking of all these things of evil, immorality, everything that Satan has put in the minds and the hearts of the people. And so it's more than a city. So here we see there's going to be another one that is coming. And that's going to be Jesus, because he is going to come back and set up his kingdom on the earth. And as we read and study further, we will read more about his coming and how that he will come, because our next study is lesson 11, which will be chapters 19 and 20. And it's about the King of Kings and his coming. So we need to be much in prayer as we study through the book of Revelation. And pray for me and pray for one another. Let us close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that at this time. The world is so evil, so immoral. There's so many in this world that don't know you, and everything is controlled and run in the world by Satan. But Father, we're so thankful that Jesus came and died for our sins, that we can have life everlasting. No matter what persecution comes, what evil comes, God has a plan. And that's going to be this time whenever He will bring judgment upon all these immoralities and evils in the world. And we're so thankful, Father, to know that Jesus went to the cross and died for us, and You raised Him. The third day He is sitting on Your right side at the throne, making intercession for us. And we know, Father, Your word teaches us that He's coming back, and He will be King of kings and Lord of lords. He will set up His kingdom here and rule and reign. And Father, we, His people, those that believe upon His name, will rule and reign with Him. Thank You for the Word, Father, because Jesus is the Word. Thank You for the Holy Spirit. Thank You for salvation. Thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. And we pray it all now in the name of Jesus. Amen.